到撒种的比喻。
Also in Luke chapter 8, you have the crossing of the Sea of Galilee in a storm, the Lord Jesus and his disciples.
然后呢，也会有平风静浪啊，他和他的门徒们一起。
And then you have the story of the demon-possessed man that the Lord met on the other side of the lake.
然后在湖的那边呢，他碰到一个被鬼附的人。
Then you have the story of the woman who was sick for 12 years.
然后你就会看见一个患血漏的妇人病了12年。
And you have the story of Jairus, an army officer whose little 12-year-old girl was dying.
你会看见管会堂的雅鲁的女儿呢，有一个12岁的女儿快死了。
Really, if you want some good, interesting reading, I recommend Luke chapter 8.
如果你要想有一个特别有意思也非常好的阅读的圣经呢，那你可以先读一下路加的八章。
So we're going to look at verses 43 through 48 for our study this afternoon.
那我们要先读这个43节到48节。
And this is the story of the woman who was sick for 12 years.
那这个是有一个病了12年的女人。
And she met the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus healed her, and she went on her way rejoicing.
那她遇到了耶稣基督，那耶稣医好了她，她非常高兴地离开了。
Now I wrote on the board for you, a sentence that says, a nobody who became a somebody who went and told everybody.
对，我在黑板上写了呢，一个谁也不认识的人变成了某一个人，这样的一个人呢，最后把他的故事讲给了所有人听。
So this is the story of this lady's life.
那这就是这个妇人的她的故事。
In verse 43, it just says, a woman who had an issue of blood.
只讲到有一个女人患了血漏。
We don't know who this woman is. Her name is not given to us.
那我们不知道这个妇人是谁，她的名字也没有被提出来。
So I just called her a nobody.
所以她就是一个 nobody, 她就是谁也不认识的一个女人。
But,she is going to become a somebody because look in verse 46.
然后呢，在46节，他就变成了某一个人，有人。
Jesus said, somebody touched me.
他说，耶稣说呢，总有人摸我啊，有人。
And in verse 47,
在47节
she told all of the people what happened to her.
在47节，他就把自己的当着众人把所有的事都说出来。
So a nobody,who became a somebody who went and told everybody.
这就是一个什么也谁也不认识的人，他成了某一个人，有人，最后呢，他把自己故事讲给所有人听。
So, this is a very good story, and I hope that the Lord will help us make application to our own life.
这是一个非常好的故事，我盼望神能带着我们能给出这故事的应用。
Okay, you want to read verses 43 through 48.
那我们顺序读一下43节到48节。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的，并没有一人能医好她。
她来到耶稣背后，摸她的衣裳穗子，血漏立刻就止住了。
耶稣说，摸我的是谁？众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说，夫子，众人拥拥挤挤紧挨着你。
耶稣说，总有人嫌我摸我，因我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢地来伏伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了当着众人都说出来。
耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you have an imagination, you can actually see the story unfolding right before your mind and your eyes.
如果你脑子里可以形象的想一想那个场景呢，你就能够把这个当时的那个样子就已经展开了在你脑子里了，发生了什么事。
We don't know a lot about this lady, but we do know that she is in a desperate situation.
我们对这个女人的背景了解不多，但是我们知道一点呢，她在一个特别绝望的境况里。
Let's imagine for a moment that you are this lady.
你想一想，假设你是这个妇人。
One thing we know is that she had a blood disorder. We don't know what it was. It could have been something like leukemia or maybe even a bleeding ulcer or something like that.
那她会有一些血的毛病啊，那我们也不知道到底是一个什么，也许是溃疡，也许反正各种各样的可能性都有。
The one thing that we do know is that for 12 years she got worse. She did not get better.
我们所知道的就是十二年呢，他只是越来越糟。
Mark's Gospel, chapter 5 says she got worse.
因为马可的五章也讲了同样的故事，里面提到呢，他情景是越来越糟的。
Okay. It also says here that she spent her living on doctors or physicians.
这里呢也提到他在医生手里啊，把他一切的养生的都花尽了。
We can't, here in Canada, it's hard for us to understand how devastating medical bills could be.
因为在这边呢是有公费的医疗啊，所以我们很难去理解这个一个大的医疗账单是一个什么样的概念。
Okay. I have two sisters, and when my older sister had one of her sons. She had a problem in the hospital, and she had to stay a longer time.
那我有两个姐姐哈，那我有一个姐姐，她有个儿子呢，在医院待了很久，会有一些问题需要处理。
And because of the cost, the hospital cost, they lost their home. They had to sell their home in order to pay the hospital bill.
那因为这个医院的费用如此之高，他们被迫得把房子卖了才能够负担。
This is often the case in the United States of America.
这在美国是一个经常出现的事情。
Doctors and hospital bills are extremely expensive.
那医生和医院的这个账单是非常非常贵的。
Our daughter or our son,I think they pay about $1,200 a month for their family's medical insurance.
那我的儿子呢在美国他必须得一个月付一千二的这个保险费。
Okay. But they still have $2,000 each deductible first that they have to pay.
然后呢在这之前他得已经先付了2000的这个钱啊，就是在付这个保险的这个免赔额了，但其实。
So after that, if they still have bills, the insurance only pays 80% of the balance of the doctor's bill.
所以他是这样，就你每个月呢付1200去买一家人的保险，然后呢保险的条件就是前面2000块钱呢你得自己付。超过2000块钱的呢，保险公司只付80%。
So you can only imagine if you have serious surgery of some kind, your doctor's bill could be over $100,000.
那你可以想象，假设你有一个非常严重的问题，你有一个手术，你的医生的这个账单极有可能一下就超过100,000块了。
So unless you qualify for some help from the government.You could lose everything just paying the doctor's bills.
除非你从政府呢能得到相应的补贴，您可能就因着这个账单就丢失了你所有一切。
That's what happened to this lady. She lost everything.
这就是这个妇人碰到的情形，她所有都没了。
This little phrase, she spent all of her living, means she had nothing left.
啊，这里说到她把所有养生的，就意味着呢，其实她没剩下其他了。
Yeah. You can imagine that when she first got sick, she went to a doctor and he didn't help, so she went to another doctor.
所以你能想象，当她病了的时候呢，她去找一个医生。那个医生做不了的时候，又去找另一个医生。
In verse 43, the word physician is in the plural, which means she went to more than one doctor.
在原文里面呢，这个43节里面，这个医生呢是有复数的，说明呢他不只是找了一个人，他找了很多人。
I think you have to look at it like this. If you're sick and you're dying, what would you pay?If you had the money, what would you pay to save your life?
如果你病了以至于死哈，你会为你的生命付多少的代价？
You would pay everything, I think, to save your life.
你就会把所有的都付上，对不对？
The Bible puts it like this: What would a man give in exchange for his soul?
那圣经是这么说的：人能用什么来换取他的灵魂呢？
So.If you're sick and you're dying, you will spend anything to try to get well.
如果你病了快死了，你就会把一切的都花了去好起来，让自己。
So I want you to think about it like this. Let's suppose she had some savings and she spent that first.
那我们先假设呢，她有一些的存款啊，那她先花了那些的存款。
And after the savings was gone, let's suppose that she had some land or some buildings.
那如果他的存款都没了呢？我们假设他有一些房子或者一些建筑，
so、
土地有一些土地。
So、then she sold that.
然后他把地和房也卖了。
And then after her savings and her assets, she probably still had her own home.
那如果他把存款也花完了，他的资产也卖完了，他可能就剩他自己住的家了。
And maybe she thought, well.What else could I sell? And maybe she started selling, her furniture.
然后她说我还能卖什么呢？她可能先卖自己的家具了。
To get more money to go to more doctors.
去得到更多的钱，去看更多的医生。
And then after she had sold everything in the house, it is very possible she sold her own house.
如果她把一个房子里面东西都卖了呢，最后她肯定要把房子也卖了。
But as Mark tells us, she didn't get better; she got worse.
但是马可福音告诉我们，他没有变得更好，反而更糟糕。
I want you to think in your mind: it is very possible that this lady is now in a friend's home.
那我要告诉大家，这个妇人很有可能现在是住在朋友家。
Maybe some friend says, "I have a back room, and you can put your blanket or your mat there."
那很可能有个朋友说呢，我后面有个小房间，你就把你的毯子、垫子铺在那就好了。
You know, this is all of these thoughts are in the phrase, "She spent all of her living upon physicians; neither could be healed of any."
这就是四十三节说，在医生手里花尽了他一切养生的，没有一个人能医好他。这个背景就是这样。
Okay, so. I want to give you some sort of a little outline up here.
那我想给大家一些
In our story so far, we know that the lady had a need.
我们先看的这个妇人呢，她有一个需要。
She had a need in her life.
她在她的生命中有一个需要。
The need was physical.
这个需要是物理上，是肉体上的。
Okay.And the second thing I want you to notice was she tried to fix the need herself.
第二个我想告诉大家，她是先想解决这样的需要，通过什么？通过自己。
She tried to meet that need herself. And it's only right. It's only normal. If you're sick, you don't just stay sick. You try. You go and,
她很努力地想解决。
And see if there's...Something.
解决这个问题呢，通过自己的努力，这个非常正常。当我们有生病的时候，我们总是想自己去想办法去解决它。
对。Now, in the story, in Luke's account, I want you to notice verse 44. So she came behind him. That'd be the Lord Jesus.
这个四十四节呢，在路加里面，他说他来到耶稣背后。
Think about her sick, dying, laying on a pallet somewhere, and not having any hope. But then, some way, somehow, we're not sure, some way, somehow, she must have heard about Jesus.
你可以想象她的情况呢，是她病了，然后呢就快死了，然后所有的东西也都没了，然后呢不管是什么样的方式呢，在那个绝望的情况里，她听到了关于耶稣的事。
She heard.
她听见了。
If you're taking notes, Mark 5 and 27, Mark also tells this story in his account.
我们可以看一下马可哈，马可的5章27节也讲到了这个故事。
Mark 5 and 27 says, when she had heard of Jesus.
对，马可的五章从25节开始呢，也在讲这个故事。然后在27节呢，这边提到他听见耶稣的事，说明他是某一种方式，不管怎么样，他听到了关于耶稣的事。
Okay. This is very significant in the story because if she never would have heard about Jesus, she never would have been healed that day because she wouldn't know to go.
因为这是这个故事里非常重要的一环，如果她没有听说关于耶稣的事，她就不可能去，她的生命也不可能改变。
That is the reason that you and I need to point other people to the Lord Jesus, because without hearing about the Lord Jesus, they wouldn't know to go to him.
对，这就是为什么我们要去信主的人要去告诉别人关于福音的事，因为人若没有听见福音，他就根本不可能知道要往哪里去。
In Romans 10 and verse 17, it says, faith comes by hearing.
在罗马书的10章17节说到呢，信道是从听道来的。
And by hearing the word of God.
听道是从神的话来的。
Okay. That is the reason that you and I who know the Lord Jesus need to often speak about the Lord Jesus, because there are some people that don't know him and they need to hear about him.
这就意味着呢，我们在座或者你或者我，我们认识主的，知道耶稣基督的人，总要常常把这个好消息告诉别人，因为很多人他还没有听过。
Okay, now let's visualize in our minds this afternoon how this story may have unfolded.
那我们脑子里可以想象这个画面，看这个故事是怎么展开的。
Let's suppose you're the woman, you're sick, everything is gone, I don't know where you are, you may be on the street, you may be in a friend's house, but you have no hope.
那假设你就是那个妇人，你病了很久，你的一切都没了，我也不知道你现在在哪，可能是躺在街上，可能是在朋友的家里。
You have exhausted your resources.
你把你能想到的资源，你能想到的依靠都穷尽了。
But some way, somehow, a friend of yours, or even not a friend, maybe even a stranger, who might have seen your situation,said, I know someone that could help you.
某种程度，不管是什么样的方式，也许是你的朋友，也许甚至就是个陌生人，当他看见你的情况以后呢，他就跟你说，他说我知道有一个人能救你。
So maybe this lady said, I've already tried all the doctors. I don't have any more money. nobody can help me.
也许这个妇人会回答说，哎，我已经试过好多的医生了，我也没有钱再去看医生了。
This friend or this acquaintance maybe says to her, this man can help you.
然后这个人呢，会告诉妇人说，我知道的有个人，这个人能帮你。
So this man has been healing blind people.
因为这个人他把瞎子的眼都开了。
And this man has been healing crippled people who couldn't walk.
啊，这个人也把那不能行走的瘸子医好了。
And this man has been casting demons out of people who were demon possessed, and they have life.
这个人也把那些受鬼被鬼附的人里面的邪灵给赶走了。
And so her friend says to her, "If you could just get to this man." This man can help you.
这个人会告诉这个妇人说，你只要去到这个人面前，他一定能帮你。
So maybe the sick lady said, "Well, how would I find him? I don't know where this man lives."
啊，然后这个妇人可能会说，我怎么能找到他呢？我都不知道他住在哪里。
Okay. So the friend says, "Well, today he is in the village." And there's lots of people there to see him today.
那这个告诉他的人会说呢，那个人今天会在村子里，会有很多人去听他，去看他。
So, the friend leaves. So that's all I can do. I can just tell you.
那这个朋友离开了，就可能会说呢，这我能做的就这些，就是把这个好消息告诉你。
So this sick lady starts thinking in her mind.
那这个有病的妇人在他的心里呢，他就会开始想了。
I have tried everything and nothing works. I wonder if this man could help me.
他会想呢，我已经试了所有的方法，没有一样方法管用，我不知道他能不能帮助。
Some way, somehow, she gathers enough energy, enough strength, that she gets up and she starts making her way down to the street in this little village.
不管怎么样呢，她积累了足够的这个能量，积累足够的信心，然后她站起来，她就走向那个今天在村子里的那个人。
When she gets to the village, she finds out that there are dozens and dozens and dozens of people already there.
当他来到村子里的时候，他发现已经有无数的人早就在那里。
Yeah, matter of fact, the crowd is so big, and she is so weak. She thought, I can't even see him. I don't know where he is.
然后呢，如此多的人围着，他如此的瘦小，他甚至会觉得我连见这个人的面都见不着。
Maybe, the people around her are saying, Jesus is coming now. He's coming. He's coming right by, right now.
可能他旁边的人会说呢，耶稣已经来了，就在边上。
And this lady, with what little strength she has, sort of makes her way through that crowd. And as Jesus is passing by, this is all she can do. He reaches out and just barely touches the hem.
所以这个瘦小的妇人，她可能只能做的就是，从后面，尽她的能力去碰一下这个耶稣，因为人实在太多了，这是她能做到的最多的方式了。
I'm going to suggest that her making this effort to touch Jesus' clothes.Was because she believes that Jesus can help her.
我们要知道的是，她做这么样一个动作，她要去碰一下耶稣，是她里面知道，她相信耶稣能医治她。
If she didn't believe Jesus could help her, she wouldn't even be there.
如果她不相信耶稣能医治她呢，她可能去都不会去。
Okay. So, verse 44 says, "Came behind him and touched the border of his garment." And immediately the issue of blood was stopped.
他来到耶稣背后，44节，摸他的衣裳穗子，血漏立刻止住了。
Okay. I'm going to say she was healed.
她得医治了。
She was healed. Now, this is not a hard story to understand. Let's look at verse 45.
我们来看45节，这不是一个很难懂的故事。
Jesus asked the question. He said, who touched me?
耶稣说呢，谁摸我的是谁？
Yeah. Peter, well, think about it this way. Here's the way this goes. Let me see if I can paint this picture for you. Okay. Crowd of people. They're all there. And they're all going. They're all trying to touch Jesus, and they're around him, and everybody's there. And all of a sudden, Jesus stops and says, who touched me?
你可以想想，就是这么样，就是很多人一直挤着耶稣，这个也摸他，那个也碰他，突然之间耶稣停下来说，谁来碰我，谁来摸我。
And at first, nobody wants to admit it. It says they all denied.
然后第一呢，一开始人们的反应，众人都不承认。
You know, they were all touching him, but nobody wanted to admit it because they didn't know what was coming next. Like, who touched me?They go, oh, wasn't me.
哎，所以呢，其实每个人都在拥挤他们。然后当耶稣说谁碰我，谁摸我的时候呢，每个人都不敢承认，都不知道后面耶稣想说什么，一定会说，哎，不是我，不是我，我没碰你。
So, Peter, you know, Peter, he's always right there, Johnny on the spot. Peter says, Lord,Everybody's touching you. Look at all these people. They're all touching you. What do you mean somebody touched you?
所以彼得总是那一个最先把话说出来的。他就说每一个人都在碰你啊。那你说到底想说谁，想说是什么意思。
So in verse 46, Jesus said, somebody touched me.
四十六节，耶稣说呢，有人总有人摸我。
And then he explains that.
然后他就解释了。
For he says, healing power, virtue, power has gone out of me.
他说，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
This is very interesting, because later in the story we find out her faith has made her whole. Her faith is what gave her the healing.
我们知道在这段经文的最后的那个女人的信心带给她医治了。
See, it was her believing that Jesus could help her is what really, was the cause of her being healed that day.
那她相信耶稣能医治她，是她今天那一天得医治最终的原因呢。
对。But now, I gotta warn you about something.
但我要提醒大家一点事情。
This is not always the case for healing.
这并不是我们常每一次都碰到医治的这个场景都是这样的。
You may have heard of a faith healer who said, you would have been healed, but you didn't have enough faith.
你可能会听见某一种的这个所谓信心医治的人呢说，那你应该就得医治了，否则你要是没有信心你就得不了医治，你要有信心一定能得医治。
What you have to be careful of is that saying that if I have a little faith, I get a little bit healed, if I have a lot of faith, I get a lot healed, it has really nothing to do with that, how much or how little you have.
那我们一定要小心这样的教导，说你要你有一点小小的信心呢，你就得小小的医治；你有很大的信心呢，你就很多得很多的医治啊。这里面其实没有这种关系。
In this case, we'll note later in the story that Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." That's clear. We understand that.
那这节的后面，这段经文的后面呢，耶稣讲到你的信救了你啊。这里面非常讲得很清楚了。
Do you remember one day the Lord Jesus walked up to a graveyard to a tomb, and there was a man in the tomb named Lazarus. You remember that story?
你还记得在有一次呢，耶稣去到那个坟墓地啊，那里躺了一个人叫拉撒路哈。
The Lord Jesus said to Lazarus, who was dead already 4 days in the tomb, said, Lazarus, just come out.
那耶稣对拉撒路说拉撒路出来，拉撒路已经在地里面埋了四天了。
How much faith did Lazarus have?
那拉撒路这个时候有多少信心呢？
He was dead.
拉撒路是死的哈。
Yeah. So we have to be very careful that we say the Lord cannot heal unless you have big faith. We have to be careful with that.
我们要小心啊，就是说你要是信心不大呢，耶稣没法医治你，这样的论断呢是你要小心的。
So balance in the scriptures, always balance. Okay.
你这个经文总是要平衡着看。
There are many people healed in the scriptures that they are not said, the Lord did not say to them, your faith has made you whole. Okay. There are other people, yeah.
对，在那个其他的经文里面也没有像这个妇人这里讲过说你的信救了你，你走吧。对，这不是什么人他都这么讲的。
Okay. Oh, anyhow. So the Lord Jesus said, power went out of me.
所以耶稣在这里说呢，我的能力啊从我身上出去。
So what we have to understand from this is that there were a lot of people touching him. That's what Peter said. A lot of people touching him that day, but one had a different touch from everybody else.
所以这里想告诉我们的是，在那一天有很多人摸耶稣，但只有一个呢，他是这样的触碰是不一样的。
So this lady is on her last effort. She has no other hope. But she put her hope in Jesus, and she touched his coat as he went by, and the Lord healed her immediately, the scriptures say, immediately.
所以这样的一个妇人，她一切的指望都没了。她在耶稣经过的时候，她尽她的能力摸了他一下，然后圣经说什么，她立刻得医治。
Okay. So... She had a need, she tried to meet the need, she heard of Jesus, she believed, that should be a D, I guess, believed in the Lord Jesus. She was healed, and then notice what she did next.
看这一个顺序，她有个需要，她靠自己去找医生，她听见了耶稣的事，她相信了。然后他得医治了。下一步是什么？
Verse 47.
47节。
When the woman saw that she was not hid.
然后那女人知道不能隐藏。
Okay, so think about it. Here's the way it goes. Lord Jesus is going, people all around him, lady touches him, he stops, he said, who touched me? Was it me? Peter said, everybody touched you. He said, no,Somebody has touched me because power went out of me. And then when the lady saw she could not be hid. See, Jesus looked around. I think he looked her right in the eye. And she went, he knows.
所以你可以想象，就是当时耶稣停下说有谁摸我，那彼得在边上说那谁都在摸你，然后呢耶稣说有能力从我身上出去，耶稣这个时候会转身，然后正好就看见，因为他知道是谁啊，然后看见这个妇人就知道他不能再隐藏了。
Okay. So when she saw she couldn't be hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all of the peopleFor what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately.
这个女人知道不能隐藏的，就战战兢兢的来到来伏伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了，当着众人都说出来。
She gave her testimony.
她给了她的见证。
She testified.
她见证了神，见证了耶稣。
Now, I suspect at this point, when the woman realized that Jesus knew who it was, that she just sort of, the crowd opens up, and this lady comes, and it says that she was scared, she was trembling, and she fell down before the Lord, and she said, "Oh Lord," and then she started saying, "You know, I've been sick for 12 years," and then she begins to tell her story.
你可以想象当时的场景，就是这个人群肯定要分开了，然后看见这个妇人，她战战兢兢的，可能还在颤抖，她走出来，她跪在耶稣面前，然后当她开始讲，她一定说呢，我已经病了12年了，我把一切都花完了。
So as she tells her story, she talked about everything that she had done, and then this very moment that she had met Jesus and how she reached out and touched him and how she was healed, and everybody there heard her testimony, heard that story.
她会一直讲到她最后去摸了耶稣立刻得医治了，每一个在座的人全都听见。
Okay. So, she was a nobody.
所以她是一个谁也不认识的妇人。
Who becameSomebody touched me, Jesus said.
然后他会变成了一个某人，有人。
And now she tells everybody.
然后他现在告诉了每一个人。
Okay, so, the last, verse 48, Jesus said, be of good comfort, your faith has made you whole, go in peace. So the last thing we'll say is she was comforted.
那最后一节呢，四十八节呢，耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。安慰他，主在安慰他。
She was comforted. Go in peace.
所以最后呢，是他得着了他的安慰。
Okay. Now, that was the story of the physical healing.
那这是一个身体的医治啊。
Now, what we want to do is we want to make application to this story.As to how it is a picture of another healing, a spiritual healing.
那我们想应用这个整个场景啊，我们来看一下属灵的这个医治会是什么样子的。
Okay. The lady had a terminal disease. It was day by day.She was getting worse and worse, but she was dying and she knew it.
那这个妇人有一个长期的毛病啊，她快死了，她知道。
You and I have a terminal disease.
那我们也有一个长期的毛病。
It's called sin.
这个毛病叫做罪。
And you will die.
啊，你也会因之而死。
And unless you hear about the Lord Jesus, you will die in your sins.
除非你听到耶稣呢，你会在罪里死。
In order to be a faithful preacher of the Word of God, I can tell you this, if you die in your sins, you have no hope.
那作为一个神福音的传道人呢，我可以告诉你，你若是在罪中死，那你是没有盼望的，你一定会在罪中死的。
I believe that there are people going to be in hell who said, tomorrow I'm going to trust Christ as my Savior, but tomorrow never came for them.
我相信地狱里一定会有这样的人呢，他说呢，哎呀，我当时是说明天我想信靠耶稣，但是对他来说明天可能就没有来。
They knew that they were sick, they knew they had sinned,but like the woman, they're trying everything else except Christ to be healed.
他也知道他是有病有问题的，他也需要帮助，他也像这个妇人一样尝试了一切的方式除了耶稣。
So the need is we are sinners.
所以呢，我们也有一个同样的这个需要，那就是罪。
And the Bible is very, very clear that there will be no sin in the presence of God, no sin in heaven.
因为圣经讲得非常清楚，在天堂，在神的面前呢是没有罪的。
So if you ever want to know what new life is, if you ever want to have the hope of heaven, you got to figure out some way to get rid of your sin. You cannot have sin in your life and be with God.
如果你想要一个新的生命呢，你想要去天堂呢，你总是要先解决你生命中罪的问题。
Now, I'm going to open this up for a few minutes for discussion or for suggestions, and I want you to think about what other doctors do people try, not the Lord Jesus, but what other doctors do people try to find help from? In this life, what other ways do they try to get rid of their sin? They won't go to Jesus, but what other ways? I'm not too clear on that.
所以呢，我想给大家一个放开讨论的这个时间，就是就除了耶稣啊，我们在找到耶稣之前，我们也在地上找了什么样的医生来解决我们罪的问题？有各种不同的医生，我们在地上找过哪一些的医生呢？psychiatrist.
That's right. See, a lot of people think, if I could just think positively instead of negatively, then maybe, I could get rid of this sin problem, this guilt in my life.
所以很多人会觉得，如果我只要正面的想问题，不总是负面的想问题呢，我的生命就会好起来。我要让自己更加的阳光一点，这是人的想法。
So, you go to Dr. Philosophy or Dr. Psychology.
你可能先去这个一个医生叫哲学，一个医生叫心理学，你就先去他那找。
You know, and Dr. Philosophy or Dr. Psychology says, Well, it's all in how you think in your mind.
然后这个叫哲学的医生和叫心理学的医生说呢，这就是因为你的思想方式有问题。
Okay. Some other doctors you can go to.
然后呢，还有其他。
You won't go to Jesus, who will you go to?
然后还有其他的医生吗？你们还去过什么
？Religion. Doctor Religion.
宗教。
Doctor Religion. Dr. Religion says you need to come to church 7 times a week.
那宗教这个医生说呢，你要一个礼拜来7次教会。
You need to give 25% of your income.
你要把你收入的25%要捐出来。
You need to sing in the choir.
你要去唱诗班参加唱诗。
You need to be good.
然后你要成为一个好人，你要做好事。
You need to join our church.
你需要来到我们这个教会，参加我们这个教会。
And that bad sin that you have will go away.
然后呢，如果你这么做呢，你的罪呢就会解决了，就没了。
Any other doctors?
还有其他的医生吗
？People might go to.
Lots of people go to fortune teller.
Fortune teller.
算命的。算命的。
Okay. Fortune teller.
算命的。
I have a friend who was a preacher walking down a mall one day, and there was a fortune teller there.
Okay, 我有个朋友啊，他是一个传道人，他有一天去商场啊，他在商场当中走的时候呢，边上有个人在算命。
And the fortune teller says, for $10, he said, I'll tell you what's going to happen tomorrow.
那个算命的说，能给我10块钱，我告诉你明天会碰到什么事儿。
My friend said, I'll give you $100 if you can tell me what I did yesterday.
然后我这个朋友说呢，我给你100块钱，你能够告诉我昨天做了什么，我就给你100块钱。
I don't work that way. He said, I don't.
那个算命的说，我不这么，这都不是我做事的方式。
Fortune tellers, I can tell you, this is a true story, okay? I was traveling, on a road that I had never been on in my life. It was actually in Manitoba.
我这是个真的故事啊！我有一次在Manitoba 省的一条路上，我从来没有去过的地方，我开下去。
I had never driven on that road before, and I wanted to stop and get a coffee. So I saw a little general store, and I pulled in to get a coffee and just walk around a little bit.
Yeah, 那我从来没有去过那地方，我想找个地方喝杯咖啡。那我看见有一个店呢，我就靠边停，我就去。
So I got a coffee. I was walking around in the store when the man that owned the store approached me.
然后呢，我就坐在那喝的时候呢，这个店主就过来找我。
He said to me, he said, "Good morning." He said, "I've been expecting you."
然后呢，他说早上好，他说我正在等你呢。
I said, you have been expecting me?
我说你还在等我吗？
He said, yes, he said, you are a preacher, aren't you?
他说是啊，我在等你，你是一个传道人是不是？
I said, were you at the conference in Winnipeg? That's where I came from.
我说，哎，你是不是在 Winnipeg 那个会上见过我啊？因为我刚从那里出来。
He said, no. He said,I was reading the cards, the tarot cards, or looking at fortune. I don't know what it was. Crystal balls, cards. Anyhow, they told me that you would be in my shop today.
他说呢，这个人他说呢，我就看了不管什么卡或者那水晶球啊，反正就他那方式啊。他说这东西告诉我。你今天会来、
So、he, yeah, oh yeah, it's a true story.
这是个真的故事啊。
So he said to me, he said, can I read your palm? Palm reader.
然后他就跟我说呢，他说你能不能让我来看看你手相啊，看你手相。
I said, nope.
我不给你看。
I said, I don't get direction in life from palm readers. I get direction in my life from the Word of God.
然后我说呢，我的一生啊，从来不从看手相的人呢得到引导啊，我都从圣经里得引导。
So he said, well, while you were drinking your coffee, I already read your palm a little bit.
然后这个人说呢，你在喝咖啡的时候，其实我已经读了一点你的手相了。
And he told me a few things about me that he could not possibly know.
然后他告诉了我一点我生命中的事啊，其实他不可能知道的一些事。
Okay. What you have to be careful, and I tried to witness to him that day about the Lord Jesus, but he just added Jesus to the list. You know, he reads the Quran, he reads the Bible, he worships Buddha. He looks at the tarot cards and the crystal ball. He just adds Jesus to the list.
那我那天呢，我努力也想跟他讲一关于耶稣基督的见证啊，但他最后呢，只是把耶稣基督加在他的单子里之一啊，因为他的单子很长啊，他的单子有算命，有这个，有佛教，有好多好多东西啊。耶稣只是他当中之一。
But there are people.Who know that they have a sickness, they may even know that it is sin, it's guilt at least. But they will try everything, even fortune tellers or, you know, people like this to help. But Dr. Fortune Teller cannot help you.
那是有这样的一些人啊，就是他真的也知道自己是个罪人，他也知道自己需要帮助，他会尝试一切的事情，包括算命的。但是我们知道呢，算命的是不能帮助人的。
Let me tell you what one other story now. I don't know, if I said Ouija board, do you know what a Ouija board is? Ouija board? Where you have the alphabet printed out. Okay, a Ouija board is a game. When I was just in school, you could buy this game like a board game, okay? But it's just a square like this, and it had the alphabet laid out on it, And it had two words like yes and no, or black and white, or something like that. And the way you played this game was that you took, it was like a cup or a glass, and you turned it upside down, and everybody that plays the game puts their hand on, are you familiar with this?
No.
Okay. Everybody, if there's 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 people, everybody puts their hand, and they ask the Ouija board a question. Well, the question might be, how old is Grandma? Okay. Well, nobody really knows how old Grandma is. They might think she's 80, she's 90, she's, you know. And so, with everybody's hand on the Ouija board, okay, the glass moves, and it stops on numbers or letters or yes and no. And so the board, in this case, might stop 87, 87. So someone calls, Grandma, Grandma, how old are you? 87. Okay. This was a game that a lot of people, I often played that game before I knew the Lord Jesus. I did. Because it was kind of fun. You know, you could ask this thing quick. Yeah, I'm going to let you explain a little bit.
对，它就像那个碟仙一样，可能有的人也不是特别明白，这就是一个算命的方式，也是比较糟糕的一个迷，不能讲迷信，就是游戏了，它就就很多孩子会在一起呢，喜欢玩这个。它这个板上啊，上面有字母啊，有数字，啊，也有很多的这个其他的东西。然后呢，每一个人呢都把手呢，他有个杯子或者一个什么什么东西啊，倒过来呢，然后呢，每个人都把这个手呢放在这个上面，然后呢可能会问一个问题，比方说呢，奶奶是多大，岁数是多大啊？然后呢，问完这个问题以后呢，然后这个东西呢，每个人手都在上面的时候，它会移动。啊，移动，比如说移到八上面，后来又移动到七上面，啊，是87岁，然后打电话问奶奶，你多少岁？可能就是87岁，啊，类似于这个，小，他说他在得救以前也很喜欢玩啊。
See, this is believing or trusting in something other than God and His Word. It's in the spirit realm. And I can assure you, it is not God's Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It is demonic spirits that are engaged in this type of activity.
那我可以很确的告诉大家呢，这个已经进到了这个属灵的领域，但是这个不是从神而来的圣灵，这就是圣经里常说的邪灵。这是邪灵的能力嘛，它是有这个能力。
My advice is anything around fortune tellers, palm readers, crystal balls, games that have that sort of dark, evil spirit, get rid of it in your house. Have nothing to do with it. It will deceive you if you're not careful. It will.
我强烈建议大家呢，任何的算命，任何的这类的事情，不管是什么碟仙之类，所有这些事情，只要你有呢，立刻就把它扔掉，弃除，啊，因为这个会欺骗你，会很大的伤害你。
There's no place for that in the child of God's life. Yes.
我问一下，那其他宗教的书籍呢？他怎么
other religions books? How about other religions books? Yeah.
Other than Christianity?
Yeah, other than Christianity.
Other than Christianity?
The books.
The books.
Yeah. Yeah, other philosophy books, philosophic books. Yeah. Yeah, but they have different views on Christianity.
Yeah, I know. I know they do. Yeah.
For a believer, what's his suitable attitude to these books?
That's right. For the child of God, let me put it this way. Someone might say, you need to read other books so that you can know how to discuss or argue Christianity versus Hindu or Buddhist or something. You should read those books in order to understand that. I don't believe that myself.
那我听到有一种的说法呢，就是我们常常有人跟基督徒说，你们要读一些其他的这个宗教的书呢，以至于你们可以在跟他们争论或者在跟他们讲的时候呢，你可以知道他们在说什么，你可以更多的了解他，但这个我并不是很认可。
And let me tell you why I don't think it's necessary. If you read and study the Bible, you will know whether something is right or wrong. You don't have to study that philosophy. Study the Bible. When the United States of America trains people to recognize false currency, what is counterfeit, counterfeit currency, they don't study the counterfeit currency. They study the real currency, and when they look at a counterfeit, they will know that it's not real.
那这个的比方呢，就像我们在区别假币和真币的时候呢，你总是先要去看什么是真的，你不会学习假的。那假的它有千千万万种，你学不尽的。那你总是要知道什么是真。当你明白哪个是真的时候呢，它假的出来的时候呢，你就很快就能够辨识了。所以你总是先去回去更深的明白什么是对的。
Personally, I would not have in my library any books that might in any way deceive me or lead me away from the true God. I don't need that. I don't want that.
所以我个人呢，我并不去看这一些，会带我远离神的书啊。我其实我也不需要这些书。
嗯
哼。
I have another question.
Yes.
我还有一个问题，就是温哥华前两周发生一个事情，一个来自香港的15岁的少年，他是一个虔诚的教徒，他被在 Broadway 被流弹，就是被射死了。但是确实有这样的事情，我身边也有朋友，如果他去相信算命，就是跟他说你今年比如说晚上不要出去，他会有这种事情。我不是说一定发生啊，但是有人是他就避免出去了，可是他可能就避开这件事情。可是你让我做父母来选择，那我宁可我选择我的儿子，唯一的儿子生就是他生存了，然后现在是他的教会给他举行仪式，说他已经上天堂了。可是如果我作为父母，我宁可他我信这些，我让他活在。
Well, that's such a short question.
It's not a short question.
You should probably say no.
Yeah, no. So the question is, there's an accident several months ago. A boy, 15 years old, was shot and died. He is a Christian, a true believer, and by accidentally being shot and died. So because that day he went out with his parents and somebody fighting on the street and shoot his father.
Oh.
Accidentally
shot him.
Yeah. So this is a tragedy anyway. But her argument is in the fortune teller area, somebody really has this kind of ability to forecast or foretell that maybe tomorrow you'll meet this accident, so you should keep yourself at home or keep your son at home. She said, as a mom, I'd rather to believe in that fortune teller and keep my son at home rather than make him die on the street.
Did somebody predict his death? Is that what she's saying?
她说有人预, she said maybe. Yeah, she said maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Right. No. I would never, ever listen to fortune teller. Zero. I would rather trust my God. Greater is God than fortune tellers. No matter what you think could happen, God is sovereign. See, you cannot serve two masters. You can't say, well, today I'm going to serve a fortune teller and tomorrow I'm going to read God's word. You can't do that. You will be led down the garden path and it will be further and further away from God the more you lean to your own understanding. You can't. My recommendation is, I'd rather have my child killed than to listen to fortune tellers that would lead me away from believing in my God. God knows. God can stop that if he wants to. If God allowed it, no fortune teller is going to make any difference for me.
所以神是有他的主权的，就是神许可在环境里发生一些事情我们不能理解，但是呢若神不许可呢，这个算命的也改变不了啊。所以这是一个特别重要的事情，就是我们若是因着自己的小信，因着自己的害怕去找算命呢，我们会在这个过程当中越来越远离神啊。但是呢，算命来自邪灵的这个能力呢，它的最终目的是害我们，所以他不会对我们做有益的事。所以这个我个人呢，我并不觉得我们要因为这样的环境去相信算命。
I'm afraid that it's a slippery slope. Once you start saying I might get some direction from somewhere other than God and his word, then it's just going to go further. It's not a good place to go. Never do that.
非常容易滑脚的坡哈，就是很多人会说，那我可以尝试一下别的，那慢慢的他就会越走越远，这是一个特别。
是这样，之前关于这个问题，我跟我们家安主有一个讨论，他就是说算命这件事情，他说这本来其实就是一个悖论，就是什么叫人生呢？算命就是你的命，所谓命它其实是一个定论，就是你的人生就应该这样子。那你如果你说你作为一个算命的，你利用邪灵得到一些能力，你看出来你人生里面会发生一件事情，那然后你说好我来改变它，那当你改变以后，那这个其实已经就不是你的人生了，那就这个算命本身而言它是一个相悖的，就这个问题本来就是一个悖论。这是安主给我的一个回答，我觉得挺对我来说解开了我的一个结，我不知道你明白这个。
Yeah, she just tried to explain a bit more about fortune tellers, not logically sound. Yes, logically contradictory. Because you're telling fortune and doomed. Actually, it's not
for money.
Actually, it's not you can change, right? Otherwise, it's not doomed or right. Not the future. Decided, right?
Right.
If it's decided, you are not going to change it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Any other doctors?
还有其他的医生吗？
Yeah, Dr. Religion, Dr. Philosophy, Dr. Fortune Teller, any other doctors that people might go to help cure sin in their life?
还有其他的医生可以医治罪吗？人生命里的罪吗？人在碰到主之前尝试着去找的。
There'd be lots.
有很多，其实有很多。
I've got a couple of more written down here.
我还会有一些。
I've got Dr. Relaxation.
娱乐。这个医生叫娱乐，叫放松。
You've been working too hard. That's your problem.
你工作太累了啊！
You need to take some time off.
你应该休息。
You're all stressed out.
你太
You need to relax.
你压力太大了，你需要休息一下。
You need to go on a long vacation.
你需要有个长的假期。
You need to take a cruise all the way to China.
你应该坐个游轮直接开到中国去。
You'd be surprised how much counseling.People get when they're all stressed out. You just need to lay back, relax, you know, calm down, you know.
对，你会看见人们会在这种情况下会给你很多很多的类似的建议哈，所以你该怎么样休息的建议。
I got one more here before we leave it. Dr. Reformation. Reform,
okay.
Yeah.
改变一下，就是改革了。
You need to do better.
You need to do better. 应该做会可以 改变一点就做得更好。
You need to get some structure in your life, and you got some bad things you're doing. You need to do good things. That's what's going to give you peace.
你以前做了很多的不好的事，你现在开始改做好事，你就有平安了。
So, this is kind of a fun thing, but it's also a very real thing that there are a lot of things that counseling that the world gives us, but only one message will deal with the problem of sin. Only one.
虽然世界给了我们很多很多的这样的建议啊，那其实只有一个信息真的能帮助。
Okay. So now this lady needs to hear.
那同样呢
，We need to hear.
我们也需要听见耶稣基督。
Okay. Faith comes by hearing. That we know.
信道是听道来的。
Okay. Now be very careful what you hear.
我们要非常小心，我们听见的是什么。
Everybody that names the name of Jesus may not be a Christian.
那很多在说基督名的人呢，他不一定是真的重生的基督徒。
Just because someone says, Jesus, Jesus.
不能因为某个人只在那说耶稣耶稣。
That does not necessarily make them a Christian.
那不是必然就说这个人就是耶稣基督徒。
When I write on the board here, you must hear about Jesus. What things must you hear about Jesus before you can ever be made well from sin? What things?
所以呢，我在这里说要听见耶稣呢，要听见的是什么？你在这才能得着真的医治。
So who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
You know, a few years ago,When I came to 16th Avenue, I met some people and I said to them, now, do you know Jesus? And they said, I don't know who that is.
有些年前呢，我来到十六街教会啊，我碰到一些人，我就问他们，我说你知道耶稣吗？他说，哎呀，我们也不是太了解。
So, you gotta know that Jesus is more than a man.
你们要知道呢，耶稣是不是仅仅是一个人呢
？Jesus is God's son.
耶稣是神的圣子。
Jesus was the only perfect man that ever lived on earth.
耶稣是曾经在地上活过的人里面唯一一个没有犯罪、没有罪的。
When Jesus was born, his mother was a virgin.
耶稣是童女怀孕生的。
Do you know why that's important?
你知道为什么这么重要吗？这件事情。
Because if Joseph and Mary had a normal husband and wife relationship and Jesus was born, he would have been born just like any other man with a sin nature.
如果他的地上的父亲约瑟和他的母亲玛利亚就像我们地上所有的夫妻一样生了孩子呢这个孩子会是和其他的孩子一样啊生来就是有犯罪本性的。
Okay. So, the Bible is very, very clear that, Jesus was not born in the normal way, but it was a miraculous birth. It was a divine, conception.And Jesus was born apart from sin. No sin transmitted to the Lord Jesus at birth.
所以圣经告诉我们这是一个神迹，那是一个非常神奇也很重要的事情，因为他并不是在罪中生的，像我们一样。
The scriptures would put it this way: Jesus knew no sin.
圣经是这么说的：耶稣没有罪，他不知道罪。
He did no sin.
他也没有犯过罪。
And in him was no sin.
在他里面也没有罪，完全没有罪。
Let me tell you why that's important.
为什么我告诉你为什么很重要这个。
You can have a newborn baby and you could say they don't know anything about sin. They're just born. They're just hours old.
你可能有一个刚生一个孩一个小时的孩子，你可以跟他说，你可以说他呢，他也不知道什么是罪。
And you might be able to say when they're so young like that, they haven't done any sin yet.
你也可以说呢，他在这么小的年纪下呢，他可能也没有犯过什么罪。
We know after about one day that will change.
也许一出生一天以后，可能就已经犯了。
But there's something I could not say about a newborn baby. I couldn't say in them is no sin.
但是对于一个
because all are born in sin.
但是第三点我们就不能跟他说，在他里面没有罪，这是不是事实？因为我们每一个都是在罪中生。
But not the Lord Jesus.
但耶稣并不是这样。
Very important.
这非常重要。
So I need to know that this Jesus is different from other men.
所以我们要知道呢，这个耶稣是和其他出生的人是不一样的。
He is the Son of God, and He has come as a man, the perfect man.
他是神的圣子，他是一个完全的人来到地上。
What else do I need to know about Jesus?
那我们还要知道关于耶稣其他的什么事呢？
Died for us.
He is God. He is God. All right. He is God. Very good.
Savior.
He is the Savior.
他是神，他是救主。
Okay. His name, the Bible says, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin.
耶稣的这个词的名字的意思就是救主，就是救他的百姓从罪中救出来。
How did, okay.
从罪的母亲
带出来，爸爸妈妈那个基因里带出来这个罪，
对，是里面原来就有。
再具体点，这到底是个什么？
So she has no idea about the sinful nature. Yeah. So what does sinful nature mean? What does sinful nature mean? Why a newborn baby a sinful nature?
Back to square one, right?
So that's what I tell you.
Yeah.
We need to always go
back to it. Okay. Very good. Okay.
好，我们来解释一下啊，大家安静。
Ask her if she has a Bible. She have a Bible? Do you have a Bible?
Yeah.
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
那我们来看罗马书的五章和十二节。罗马书五章十二节，
We get her to read that word.
Yes. 大家翻开圣经啊，到罗马书的五章十二节。Shall I read?
I'm going to get her to read it. Okay. Unless she's too shy, if she is, you can read it.
欢迎找到吗？
She has.
啊，你可以读一下吗？帮大家读一下。
Yeah, let her find it. I want her to see it.
十二节，对对，五章十二节。
Okay, so it's a good question. You find the verse. The question is, how does a baby have a sin nature? How does a baby have a sin nature? That is.
这是个非常好的问题，就是为什么一个新出生的婴儿他有犯罪的本性？
So Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Do you have that verse?
啊，你已经看到了哈。Yeah.
What does it say?Okay. Can you read it in English?
Oh, for sure. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sin.
Okay. See, that verse takes us back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
所以这样的一节经文就把我们带回到了伊甸园最初的亚当和夏娃的那个时候。
I don't know your name. Stephanie, that's a very good question.
这是个非常好的问题。
Thank you for asking that question. So, in Romans 5 and 12, it says that sin came into the world by one man.
那五章十二节讲到呢，罪是由一人来到这个世界。
And that death came into the world because of sin.
那罪呢？哦，死呢？又是因为罪进到这个世界来的。
And then it says that death passed on to all men. So, generation after generation after generation, sin is transmitted from one person to the other.
所以呢，就像死呢是一代一代传下来一样的，这个罪呢也是从一个人开始，一代一代的进到人里面。
Now, in Genesis chapter 4, we won't turn there, but Adam and Eve had two children.
我们在知道在创世纪的四章里面呢，亚当和夏娃呢有两个孩子。
Can you name the two children?
你还记得那两个孩子吗？
Cain, firstborn. Abel,
该隐和亚伯。
Okay. They proved, they both proved that they were sinners. They both proved, I want you to mix the words up. They both proved that they were sinners. How did they prove that?
他们都证明自己是罪人啊，他们怎么证明的呢？
They sacrificed.
How did Abel prove that he was a sinner?
亚伯怎么证明他也是个罪人呢？
He had, he brought a sacrifice to God for his sin.
因为他带了祭物来到神面前，为了他的罪哈。
Okay. How did Cain prove that he was a sinner?
那该隐怎么证明他是个罪人？
He had a chance. He brought his own sacrifice out of the field, out of the garden, okay? But God told him, no, I need a sacrifice with blood, okay? And now, but he wouldn't bring a sacrifice with blood. He got jealous and he killed his brother Abel.
他有机会带正确的祭物来，但他只是用他地里的出产来献祭。然后呢，他因此而跟亚伯有了这个嫉妒，他甚至是因此而杀了亚伯。
对 ，I see if you can get this question. Why would God not accept the best offering that Cain had? Cain didn't keep the sheep; he raised the crops. But why did God refuse the vegetables? And accept the animal sacrifice.
你能回答这个问题，就为什么上帝拒绝了该隐把他最好的地里的出产来作为祭物接受下来，他没有接受该隐的祭物。
Their brother is The wage of sin is death.
Uh-huh. Okay. But think about a vegetable cannot represent the sinner. But an animal that has life and blood, they represent the innocent party. The animal did not sin against God. So they take the animal and they kill the animal instead of God killing the sinner. And the animal pays the penalty. We know the penalty is death. So, but the animal dies, not the sinner. So the sinner says, I have sinned and I bring this animal and the animal is my substitute. It dies for me.
所以呢，这个蔬菜啊不能代替我们。但是呢，一只洁净的生物，比如说羊呢，它能够，因为它里面有生命，它能够代表我们。 那献祭的时候发生了什么呢？就是这只洁净的羊呢，在象征意义上呢，它替我死了，啊，不是，它不是我没有死，本来我应该死的，现在它替我死了，它站在我的位置上，成了我的替代品，它死了，这就是献祭的意思。
对、okay. ，So you've heard me say this before, but and to try to answer this lady's question, I was born into the world a sinner, separated from God.Because the Bible says all sin, all is separated from God. I was no exception.
那我呢生在这个世界呢我是生来是有罪的。那圣经说呢人人都是罪人我不是一个例外啊所以我也生来是个罪人。
Okay. So the Bible says way back when Adam sinned and then Adam started the human race. So everyone born after Adam,passes on the sin nature.
所以当我一直往前追追到第一个人亚当当他犯罪了以后呢这个罪就在一代一代里面传下来了。
I can prove that children have a sin nature when they're born.
我可以证明给你看呢就是一个孩子在他出生的时候他就有犯罪的本性。
From the early age, they all want their own way.
在他早期的时候呢他都是想用自己的方式来生活。
You do not have to teach a child to be selfish. They are naturally selfish. That is mine, that is mine. You know, they grab it for themselves.
你不需要教导一个孩子变得自私他本来就是自私的。这个是我的。
You have to train a child to share your toys. You should share your toys.
你必须要训练一个孩子去跟别人分享。你不用训练他就不会分享他就一定是不分享。
In the book of Ephesians, it says we are by nature, children of wrath, sinners.
所以以弗所书说呢我们是本性啊我们就是犯罪的是愤怒之子。
So look, born into the world, sinful,That's why you must be born again.
所以我们生来在这个世界上就是有犯罪的本性，这就是为什么我们要重生的意思。
So in the Old Testament, you have animal sacrifices that takes the sinner's place.
在旧约里面呢，我们是有动物的献祭呢，是站在罪人的位份上来做这个献祭。
In the New Testament, guess who came?
在新约里，你猜谁来了？
Jesus.What did John the Baptist call him?
The Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God.
新约的基督来了，你猜是约翰叫他什么？叫神的羔羊。
So no more animal sacrifices. Now God's Lamb, the Lord Jesus, takes my place not on an Old Testament altar, but on a New Testament cross.
那从今以后呢？从那个时候开始，就不再像旧约那样需要那么一只一只。但是不能洁净罪的地上的羊因为那个真正的神的羔羊不是在旧约的祭坛上是在十字架上完成了这样的救赎这样的代赎、
mm-hmm. So and just quickly we'll wrap this up good question So the lady believed
我很快的
So we must believe
所以这个妇人她相信了我们也要相信
Okay And thenthe lady was healed.
这个妇人她得医治了。
So we are forgiven.
我们得到什么呢？我们得到赦免了。
And the lady testified. We should give our testimony.
Yeah. 这个妇人做见证了，我们也是会做见证。
And the lady was comforted, and we go in peace.
这个妇人得着平安了。得着那个安慰了，我们也得着平安了。
I'm sorry that's a little rushed at the end, but what did she do? She told others. What do? We tell others.
那她做了什么？她把她的故事告诉了别人，我们也是一样。
Okay, well, that was a good study and some good questions. I hope the Lord will give you understanding. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, bless all these.People here who are seeking the Lord.
主啊，求你祝福这一些今天来寻求神的人。
Help them to hear the truth about the Lord Jesus.
帮助他们听见 关于耶稣基督的真理。
That he is the Son of God.
他就是神的圣子。
The only Savior of the world.
这地上唯一的救赎主。
And he wants to be our personal Savior today.
我们也愿意接受他成为我个人的救主。
Father, for every sinner that believes, he will give them forgiveness and peace.
主啊，对每一个罪人，接受他的，他都会给他平安。
And for those of us that know the Lord Jesus, help us to tell somebody else today.
对于我们已经知道耶稣基督的，也求您给我们，帮助我们，去和别人分享这福音。
So that they can hear and believe too.
这样他们也能听见，也能相信。
And we pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣，那神的羔羊的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Roy. How you doing?